Looks, throws, caught, touchdown Detroit Lions. Ryan Broyles, the first touchdown of his NFL career.
Whenever I saw a second knee injury, I'm like in the crowd sitting there, you know, and he's like looking at me and he's like, I don't know.
It was just like something I've never felt before.
So he like walks off the field and he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, what's going on, you know? We went out to eat after and we came home and then they called and told him what happened. And I was kind of like in shock, kind of, because I just thought, what? There's no way. You're fine. Like, look at you. You're not hurting.
After I got hurt, it was maybe 4 weeks left in the season. So, you know, you're not going to meetings. You're not around those guys on the practice field. I'm in there doing therapy. So it is a separation. But at the same time, I'm a part of the team. I was there on game days, you know, and I can talk those guys up.
He loves the team. He loves being around. And, like, I can tell it's hard for him not to be able to be, like, giving that part on the field. Whenever Ryan is on the field, I love it because I see it's a different person you don't see outside of the football field. It's like when he puts on a helmet, he's putting on a different Ryan. It's like where did he come from?
It's definitely tough not to be able to be out there and play. I love playing football. I love being up there with those guys. Just the camaraderie and just going out there and just working for an ultimate goal. You know, you want to win games and play well. So and sitting on the sideline, I can't help the team. It's kind of hard being a receiver, and it's like one play, that's all you need.
Stafford takes, looks left, throws left, end zone, got a man, caught, Broyles, dives, end zone, did he get in? Yes, sir, touchdown, Detroit Lions.
It's definitely tough, but at the same time, you know, it's a process of getting back on the field. It's just going to make me that much hungrier.
He's gone through it before. He went through it last year. He had a good idea what to expect. I mean, that's a long road, and there's a lot of ups and downs daily within that. But he's done a good job of just trending up from the very beginning. He's kept a good positive mental attitude.
Mentally, I feel sharp. I feel like I can do anything, but physically, my body's not going to let me. So then it's a little bit of both. The first time I got hurt, I learned a lot going into my second one. I didn't know how far to push and when to pull back. So I would push and then set me back and then push. And it was just like a reverse thing. But then once you have a second knee, it all makes sense. You know, at this week, you're going to feel this. You're going to feel strong enough to do this. Been blessed enough to have my wife with this weights on me hand and foot, you know, and there were times she kind of got mad at me.
It works on my patience.
I kind of abused it probably a couple of days longer this time.
He works so hard. Like, I forget now that, like, oh, yeah, his knees hurt because he does everything so normal. And, you know, he's running and everything. And people ask, like, how's the knee? And I'll be like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's fine.
No one knows my body like I do. So you know that the pain you're going to endure, you know, the pain you can push through. Then you feel sturdy. And it's like you start counting down the days. My left knee is 100%, no problems at all. So I know there's going to be a time that I get back to that point with my right knee. So it's good to contrast and to know the differences.
I definitely feel his competitive spirit to be on the field because he's like that in every aspect of his life. He's just a competitive person.
I'm a ball player. You know, they picked a great player. They're going to get a great player out of me. So it's time to get to work. You know, I made it back from my left one. I'm going to make it back from my right one.